This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And one thing that is important to a lot of people here is music. Music has made Greater Austin an attractive and intriguing place to so many people from around the country. And also important, health. Health and wellness. But when you take music and health and put them together, you get ham. Now we welcome back to the program Ricky Hardy, who is the Vice President of Donor Relations and Community Engagement for HAM, the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. And this is her busiest week of the year, no doubt.
It is, in fact.
HAM Day, Tuesday, the 13th of September, the major fundraising day of the year and the most community engagement of the year. So you got to be really, really busy. And this is the first one you've had live in, what, 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I guess technically it's 3 years since we had a live one. 2019 was our last one in person. So we are working out all of the old muscles that we haven't had to flex in a little while.
Yeah, it's good to be back outside and in front of people, though, as well. And for everything to which we refer in this conversation, there's more information at myham.org. That's myhaam.org. All the details about HAM Day and everything. But for those people who may not know what HAM is, please tell them what y'all do.
Yep. So Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, also known as HAM, is a local nonprofit here in Austin that I've had the pleasure of working at for over 7 years now, but really started volunteering back in college. So I've been around for a few years with them. But HAM provides access to affordable healthcare for musicians in Austin. And that is primary medical care, dental, vision, hearing, wellness, pretty much the whole gamut. And in the last handful of years, we've added on services of navigation to help our members, like it says, navigate the chaos of what is known as the healthcare system in America.
Which can be very, very confusing. It's also very expensive. So one of the things that you provide is premium assistance for the musicians if they just can't pay the full amount that they're expected to with what a lot of people call Obamacare. You can help them out a little bit, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of people, when Obamacare or Affordable Care Act came into play, the idea is that there's affordable health insurance options on the marketplace. And affordable, as we've all learned, especially in the last couple of years, is really subjective. And so what we do is we help our musicians to the extent that they need it. It's always great to have a little bit of buy-in from the musicians to buy into their health care, but we also don't want that to be a burden, keeping them from making the music that we all love so much.
Right. So how does one qualify to be a member of HAM? What do you have to do?
This is my favorite question, mainly because it's so important for musicians to hear. The first is that you actively play music around Central Texas. It's not just Austin. We cover down into San Marcos, Round Rock, Georgetown, Bastrop. Pretty much we have a circle radius of coverage areas. But the big, big takeaway for musicians in town and in and around town is to not self-qualify or self-disqualify. So there's all kinds of different income levels that allow you to qualify for HAM. So the best bet if you're a musician in town is to just get in touch with us, and then we will walk you through what you qualify for. And if we can't help because you make too much money, which is a great problem, we can still direct you to some of the best resources in town.
And the reason HAM exists to help musicians is what?
Oh, man. So the reason that HAM exists, I would say, is because of a couple of key people. But Robin Shivers back in 2005 was managing and what I would consider life coaching Troy Campbell of the Loose Diamonds, and really had some talks with him about how to further his career and treat himself like a business. And so one of the key components she saw missing was the lack of access to healthcare, but also seeing how detrimental not having healthcare to a musician's career can be. And so with the help of Ray Benson and a couple of folks at Ascension Seton, formerly just Seton, brought all the right people together in the room and made this happen. And I think the first year that HAM was around, we served 400 members. And this past year, we are serving nearly 3,000. So it's definitely been a growing labor of love for the Austin music community.
3,000 active members, somewhere around 6,000 over the years.
Yep. That tells you how many come back year over year.
Yeah. We're talking with Ricky Hardy from HAM. And again, their big fundraising day of the year is this coming Tuesday, the 13th. Now, I was just looking over the lineup, and again, and this is at myham.org. It seems like you've found a new headquarters, new home base in Waterloo Park at the Moody Amphitheater.
Yeah, we're so excited to be there. We actually live streamed from Waterloo Park last year, but Omicron snuck in and we had to limit the number of folks who could come to that show. This year, we are wide open to the public and we're really excited to have folks come meet us at Waterloo Park and also all over Austin. We're back to the pre-pandemic Ham Day, if you will, with the exception of our new partner, PNC Bank, who is powering the whole day. We're really excited to have them coming into the community. And I mean, they've really shown up in ways that I hope that a lot of other tech and newcomers in Austin will follow.
And there'll be live music at some of the PNC Bank buildings. There's live music all over the place. I saw Bruce Robinson is doing a thing at Waterloo Records, high profile musician. Some people, it's their regular Tuesday gig, like Shelley King and Carolyn Wonderland, but they, of course, are helping out Ham when they're playing their happy hour show at the Continental Club.
We also snuck Shelley King and Carolyn Wonderland. They're going to be playing at noon at the Willie Nelson statue.
Oh,
and
really?
So it's going to be a fun pop-up for the, you know, how often can you see those two powerhouses singing and playing in front of Willie's statue? So
there you go. Excited. Yeah. Well, that's very, very cool. And over 100, I think, artists this year, including...
We're pushing almost 200 now. Our goal is 250, and I think we'll get there.
You're still adding musicians.
We're still adding. We've got musicians every day emailing us either about their shows at the venues that we haven't been in touch with yet, and they're getting on the horn with them and saying, hey, you need to sign up for Ham Day. Up until September 12th, really, there's still time to sign up, and we, as many musicians and as many businesses as we can get, we'll take them.
And you do have the musician who sells on a regular basis year in, year out, more tickets in Austin than anybody else. It's Bob Schneider headlining at Waterloo Park.
Yep, he's closing the night out. And I think, when you think of course, there's a ton of Austin artists that have been around forever and also new. But when we thought about how to bring back Ham Day, Bob was kind of the encompassing factor of reaching all the different genres and groups. And, you know, just we want to get people excited. And I think he'll help us do that.
Again, this is Ricky Hardy from Ham, H-A-A-M, the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. And you mentioned some of the services that you provide to people. But going back to the word affordable, it's long been said that one of the reasons that Austin became such a great music community was affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to Dallas or Houston at the time, Austin had cheaper rents. You were able to kind of get by, you know, and it's not that way anymore. And more than almost anything, I think affordability is the greatest threat right now to Austin music.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. I mean, one of the things that Ham really prides itself on is not reinventing the wheel. So we have some really great partnerships with different groups in town. One is Foundation Communities, who helps find affordable housing in town for folks who otherwise can't afford it. And then we also work a lot with Music Cares out of Nashville, mm-hmm, to help with emergency grants for our members. You know, obviously the last 2 years were incredibly hard for our music community and in an already struggling boom town, if you will. And so having access to those resources, while it's not our direct mission, you know, Ham focuses on whole health, and having a place to sleep at night affects your whole health. And so it's our priority to get our musicians fed and a roof over their head. And we also this year worked with HEB to get gift cards to our musicians who are having trouble putting food on the table. And
yeah,
I think it's really a testament to our community of how much everyone has shown up in the last couple of years. But there's still a lot of work to be done.
The prices of real estate make it even more challenging, not just for people to live, but for people to play. I'm not sure what the total number of music venues is now compared to 10 years ago, but I think it might be less.
We've definitely had some great ones drop off. And I think it's easy to blame the pandemic, but it's also everyone gets a little cozy and, you know, might balk at a cover charge. And so it's really, in addition to finding some great landlords who want to keep the music space alive, it's also our job to go out and go see those bands and support those venues.
Yeah. But as you well know, the price of real estate these days is challenging because you guys bought a building.
We did. We had, and we're actually in the middle of our capital campaign to finish off buying that building. But, you know, for the last 5 years, we've been lucky enough to have Keller Williams and Gary Keller allow us to use the space that we're in for next to nothing. And we are very grateful, but our team is thankfully growing as we expand our programs. And we really needed to have our own space. And when our founder's late husband passed away a couple of years ago, he and Robin both in their wills left a considerable gift to Ham in the hope that we would more or less control our own destiny, have a space that we could call home. And, you know, for us, it's really a signal to our musicians that Ham isn't going anywhere, that we are here, we're rooted, and we're going to continue to provide access to healthcare, amongst other things, as long as we are needed. It's my goal one day that we won't be needed, but until then.
I don't think that's ever going to happen, really. But that's a nice goal. We want to do such a good job, we become obsolete.
Yep.
Again, we're talking with Ricky Hardy from Ham. The new home for Ham will be just off of South First Street.
Yep, just across from Dawson Elementary. And right. It, you know, we're excited about, in addition to being able to have more space for our different employees to be at and work out of, we're going to have a lot more of a space for our musicians to gather and be together. And we have a musician resource hub that we're putting together. So if musicians don't have access to internet or fax machine, which I don't know who has access to that anymore, but different office needs to help them treat their craft like a business. And also anything to do with healthcare, right? So in order to qualify for the Affordable Care Act subsidies, you have to file your taxes. Sometimes, most of the time, that can be done online. And so our goal is to have a hub where our musicians can come in, use our resources, and then continue their healthcare journey with us.
What is the plan for moving in? When do you hope to do that?
Our contractor, surprisingly, I think in the state of things, is right on track or even ahead of schedule. They tried to get us to talk about moving in right about now. But as you know, we have a big day in a couple of, you know, however many, 72 hours. And so we are aiming for the month of October. That gives the Ham Day crew a little bit of a break and our open enrollment operations team a little bit of a break before they head into their busiest time of the year, which is open enrollment starting November 1, when we aim to get 3,000 members signed up for healthcare for next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the open enrollment period starts November 1st. It goes through December 15th. Is that correct?
As of right now, I feel like the laws are changing every day with when people can access the marketplace, but those are for sure the dates set in. And like I said earlier, our biggest thing for our musicians is to just get in touch and we'll help you navigate the rest.
Just call you.
Just call us.
Yeah. All right. So what kind of staff are you up to now? Because it used to be just a very small handful of people.
Yep. There were four of us when I first started. And I think we're sitting at about 15 or 16. Most of them are operations staff. And I think if anything, that can just tell you how much we have expanded and really dug into the programs we provide. It used to just be, you know, the first step was primary health care that we did through the clinics at Seton. And then we started adding dental. And now, well, Hearing was one of our first partners with SS Audiology. They came in to, I mean, that's such a crucial part of a musician's career that mm-hmm. how we didn't think about that at the beginning, I don't know. But all of those things are just parts of this ecosystem that you can't do it without, you know, and growing those to make sure that we're thinking about our musicians. We have some great partnerships with ear, nose, and throat professionals who more recently, Jonathan Terrell had some polyps and different things in his throat and enabled him going to see this doctor, you know, preserved his voice. And so I think for us, our musicians are really lucky to have this operations team that we have that focuses on not only healthcare, but the parts of healthcare that really, really affect their career. And so that takes more bodies and we're growing them.
Are there other programs like Ham around the country?
You know, there's a couple of other programs that I think have a similar end mission. There's some really great folks in New Orleans and our friends up in Seattle. Ian Moore started SMASH, which is, you know, we basically opened up our playbooks and gave them to Ian to start his group up there. Huh. It takes a special perfect storm and Austin had that for us. And so there's some groups definitely trying to mirror what we do, and we're always happy to collaborate. But to my knowledge, really the depth and breadth of what we do, we're one of a kind.
All right. Ricky Hardy from Ham. Again, Ham Day is Tuesday. There's lots of ways to help financially, certainly. The Hambassadors, the volunteers, will have these little black boxes, and you can just drop some cash in there or, of course, online. You said you're still signing up bands. Are you still signing up volunteers?
We are. We actually just sent out an email. We need more volunteers. So if you're interested, we have a virtual volunteer orientation that you can watch on your computer. You come by and pick up a shirt, and then we send you out into the into the wild, so to speak, with your Black Box, and you get to enjoy a day of music and help us keep music in Austin alive and well. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, it's a pretty fun volunteer gig, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, everything is at myham, myhaam.org. I can't say we made it through the pandemic. We have no idea if what's going to happen.
We are making it through the pandemic, I guess.
But live music as part of Ham Day is certainly back. From the big stage at Waterloo Park, the Moody Amphitheater there, that's going to be fantastic. And then, again, intimate settings, some places like Banks where they don't normally have bands playing. They're going to have bands playing. A lot of great venues around town. It's all on the website. That's all you got to do. Sometimes people would ask, well, why is it just for musicians? There's lots of people that need this. What would your answer be?
I mean, I don't disagree. I think at the end of the day, what we need to do is have our community rally for anyone in need. And right now, our focus and our mission is musicians. And hopefully, as funds start to come in, we're able to expand that to cover the folks who support those musicians. So our different managers, tour managers, light guys, sound guys, all of that. And really what it comes down to for Ham is the capacity to cover them. And so I think really that should be a cry to our community of the more funds we can raise, the more people we can serve. And right now the last time we had a census for musicians was in 2015, and that was 8,000 working musicians. So if you think about that, there's 5,000 musicians potentially that Ham isn't serving. We're busting at the seams to cover these 3,000. So if we're looking to grow and expand the music community as a whole, we've got to get some funding come in. Maybe the Facebooks and Amazons and Apples and all the people who are moving to Austin for the music can sink in a little bit. There's so many great nonprofits in Austin doing a lot of great work for our music community. And I think it's time for those folks to step in and step up.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, you mentioned some big tech companies and people may be moving from, well, say San Francisco to here. They don't think that everything's getting more expensive. They look at it and say, wow, it's really affordable here.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm not sure what kind of music scene is still going on in San Francisco right now because of affordability.
Totally.
Musicians may not be able to afford to live there anymore. And sadly, a lot of people are moving out of Austin. And maybe they're going just out in the country and then out in the country is becoming hot markets too, like Lockhart.
I know. Who would have thought? Lockhart and Wimberley and... You know, I think for Ham, like our biggest thing is the musicians that are able to stay in town have often told us that they stay in town because of Ham and because they have access. And the folks who have to move to the what we'd call the outlier of Austin proper, I mean, that's why it's so important for us to cover those musicians too. And like I said, our radius isn't just Austin city limits. It is, I think it's a 50-mile radius from the center of Austin. And so while we don't want to see musicians leaving Austin, we are facing the reality of that. And so it's important for our musicians to know that if they live in Lockhart, if they live in San Marcos, if they live in Wimberley, Bastrop, Georgetown, Pflugerville, I mean, the whole area, they still qualify for Ham services and we're still here for them.
It sounds like you're well prepared for Tuesday, Ham Day, right? I don't want to.
We keep saying in our office, the plane is on the runway and we have some great pilots on board, but pretty soon it's going to be, we'll just be leaning on the process that we've set up and
yeah,
we'll kick off.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen whether we like it or not.
Ham Day is going to happen. And I trust that it will be another great day for your organization and for Austin music. Oh, and also I wanted to mention that you're doing some special things to say thank you to frontline workers.
Oh yeah. Thank you for reminding me. So, you know, we actually tried again to do this last year, but with Omicron sneaking in, we decided it wasn't best to get all of our essential workers in one place together. So what we're doing is we have several different activations throughout the day. We have some great sponsors. They're all coming out to make sure that any essential workers that are coming through. So whether you work at HEB or your grocery store, if you're a hospital employee, a teacher, a police officer, a fire department, we want those people who have really made getting through the pandemic possible to come out and enjoy the day of music. We've got a couple little takeaways that they can take home. Anyone that comes out and shows us their badge, we're going to be sending them home with some Ham goodies. And hopefully a slice of pizza and a coffee or a juice.
It's going to be almost impossible to avoid good music in town on Tuesday. Thanks to the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, Ricky Hardy, the Vice President of Donor Relations and Community Engagement. Community, prepare to be engaged.
Prepare to be engaged. We're excited. We're ready.
And thank you to Ricky Hardy and all the folks at HAM for the work that they do all year round, but especially this week and this Tuesday with HAM Day. I'm Kevin Connor. Thank you very much for listening to the Sun Radio Regional Report. Your comments are always welcome. Suggestions for topics you'd like to hear addressed in future episodes, always welcome. Studio at sunradio.com.